Lynn Parsons, podcast show number 24, the 20th of January 2006. Here we are, down the chalet at the bottom of the garden. It's very warm down here. We're in short sleeves, no thermal shirts. We've got a red light on. Incidentally, it's got feet. And we are preparing for the cold weather from Russia. Yeah, they've said we've got snow and ice on the way, so we have a sledge ready just in case Tintin has to go home late. Who's going to pull it, though? Oh, don't ask questions like that. Got some great music for you tonight, starting with this from Tom Robinson, a special mix of War Baby. If you don't know this track, just sit down and enjoy.
So loose, hanging out with the boys, all swagger and poise. I don't even care what other people are there. I just stare and stare and stare. I see a shadow in the swimming pool. I see your face in the shaded mirror. Time and time and time again, I follow your footsteps so quietly up the back stairs. And I hope and I pray you're never gonna find me there. Smooth skin and tenderness, long ago on a dark night. Wish I could see you once again, just to remember that it was true. I wanna be still beside you, quiet and still beside you, listening to your breathing and feeling your warmth again. Somebody's out there in the night. Might just be the voice of someone I once knew. Hear me, father and mother, if I should cry out loud. When I'm kneeling like a candle at the foot of my own bed. Corresponding disasters every night. We'll be right back.
stand another 10 years of this fighting? Always stabbing and wounding, only getting my own back. Cause if it's really true, then we're all in this together. Something's bound to give soon, and it sure as hell isn't gonna be me. Cause you are the first.
Is such a good mix. It's a pod safe mix, Tom Robinson and War Baby. I felt as if I was in the jungle. In fact, I've got my jungle formula insect repellent here, and no, I won't spray it just yet, but well, we wouldn't want to spray it, quite frankly, if we're waiting for the cold 8 foot of snow and minus 40 degrees that's supposed to be coming from Russia here in the UK. I hope it doesn't arrive. You know, I'm not a killjoy or anything, but you know, snow, it just ends up stopping everything. We have a problem with our trains. They say leaves on the line. What happens when the snow comes is that we all batten down the hatches and don't get out of bed. And it's fine, actually, if you're in bed with someone that you want to be in bed with. But if you're in bed on your own, it's not so much fun, is it? So Tom Robinson, these days, he does perform occasionally, actually, in front of small crowds, which is really intimate and fantastic. And a jolly good songwriter. He's obviously put that on the PodSafe network just because, you know, he thought people should be listening to it. And I just think it is a fantastic mix, a really good song. And if you want to hear Tom Robinson nowadays, he actually does the occasional show for the digital station BBC Six Music. And occasionally, sadly, John Peel left us and was doing this extraordinary show called Home Truths here in the UK on BBC Radio 4. And you occasionally find Tom Robinson sitting in that chair as well. I don't know about you, but this kind of time of year, you know, everyone talks about exercise. Everybody talks about the New Year's resolution of getting thinner or whatever. But it is this major detox. This is a word that you see regularly in the supermarket, in your magazines, on the television. And in one of our Sunday magazines at the weekend, I was attracted, no, not another picture of Johnny Depp, to an article on something called Bikini Boot Camp. Now, it seems that people like J-Lo and Julia Roberts take this on. And you go for a week and it's a little tropical island off of the edge of Brazil, which, you know, that to start with, we're doing well, aren't we? We're thinking this is good. It costs you £1,250 for the week, which is sounding all right. Very nice bed. But here's a typical day for you, right? You get 1 hour of yoga when you wake up. Then breakfast is a small portion of muesli with three slices of banana. That's like, you know, three tiny little slices of banana. Then you go for a 2 hour kayak. And then when you're absolutely exhausted, they offer you a little apple for a snack. Then a 1.5 hour hike After that, it's lunch, which is a small portion of wild rice with vegetables. Then another 1.5 hike. I understand they must. I mean, they must have whips. It must be a little bit like, you know what I mean. You know, the high boots and the Wellington boots and the whips and things. Oh, what's his name? Indiana Jones probably takes you on it all. 1.5 hour hike after lunch results in the snack of a banana. Probably the rest of the banana that you didn't have at breakfast. Another 2 hour kayak, for heaven's sake. You have a bit of a massage as well. And then a snack, cup of seaweed and lemongrass soup. Are you with me? Then 1 hour's yoga and dinner is radish salad, a slice of tofu with, shiitake mushrooms? Well, do you know, I don't think I could do that 4 hours of kayaking without in my mind the fact that there was going to be a piece of chocolate fudge cake at the end of it.
You have one message.
Oh, hello, Lynn. It's only Delphine here. How you remember me? Yes, of course you do. Oh, we are having a lovely time with my mother. And Henri is very much enjoying himself, so much so that I think he seemed almost all, how you say in English? Over the moon when Edith suggested that we stay on here in France for a couple more weeks. Oh, I do hope Marcel is doing a wonderful job, and he seems such a very sweet French boy. But I do hope that he is not taking his clothes off. Oh, I'd better go. Henri seems to be helping Edith off the floor in the kitchen, and she is underneath a frying pan. Okay, oh la la, lots of love.
And he's intercepted. He's got acres of space. Pass next door's cat. He's left him standing. Oh, and he's over the garden fence. Superb footwork there. This could be a real opportunity. He's one-on-one with a chalet door. And they've left it wide open. It must be. It's got to be. It is. It's Sports Boy.
Hello, this is Sports Boy with a special report looking at the sporting highlights for 2006. The event likely to attract the biggest headlines will be the World Cup, which takes place in Germany in the summer. But to get you warmed up before then, there are the Winter Olympics. They are being held in Turin in Italy and run from the 10th till the 26th of February. Just weeks after the Games close in Italy, the Commonwealth Games begin in Melbourne, Australia. You might like to know that unlike the Olympics, the home nations compete separately with England, Wales, Northern Ireland and Scotland all up against each other. From June 9th, the World Cup action begins in Germany. For golf fans, the Ryder Cup runs from 22nd to 24th of September in Ireland. And then in November, it's up to Andrew Flintoff, Michael Vaughan and the rest of the England team to keep hold of the Ashes. The action takes place in Australia for 2 whole months. Just some of the major sporting events to look forward to this year. That's all from me this time. More sports news as and when it happens.
Thank you very much, Sports Boy. It's over the fence then. See you next time.
Give me what I need. I got insatiable hunger. I'm trying to feed. 'Cause no matter how much I take in, I can't get enough. And no matter what I put out, it's not good enough. Always just a little touch away from the perfection that I seek.
gotta slow this vehicle down now before we get too far. Cause no matter how much I travel, I can't go fast enough. Yeah. And guess if I'm coming or going, might just call my bluff. Always just a little touch, truth hiding behind those telling eyes. Will you take me there? I can go anytime, anyway, anywhere, because if we leave real soon, oh, we might have time to enjoy the afternoon.
Good, isn't it? Bill and Panacea. Now, they're from California, and we played a track by them actually not so long ago on a podcast, and it was Sound Scientist. We liked it so much. And in fact, they have a new album out, which is called Birthday Suit, which suits us, suits this show. Fantastic title, with some great songs on it. And you might like to know that the entire podcast community for free can download this album from Monday, January the 23rd through until Monday, January the 30th. Try afterwards and it's lost. But if you're interested, we'll tell you how to do that. You can check out our website, which is lynnparsons.net. Marcel is in the house doing a little dusting.
Hello, Lynn.
Yeah, Marcel, I've got to have a word with you.
Oh, yes, what's that?
I don't know whether they've spoken to you, but well, Delphine has said that she'll be staying on for a couple of weeks in France.
All right.
But she seems to have the impression...
Yes.
That you are French. I mean, I know you're... I was expecting you to be French with a name like Marcel, but you're not, are you?
No, I'm not.
Did you lie?
Well, I was a little bit creative with my interview and CV.
Were you?
I'm actually from Dagenham.
That's not in France, is it?
No, it's in Essex.
Okay. but did you put on a little accent or something?
Well, I might have said I was Marcel Duval, yes.
No. But why did you not think that your credentials were good enough without you being French?
Well, I did know that they were French and I just thought they might give me the job if I, you know...
But you've got a name.
Yes.
That comes from France, doesn't it, Marcel?
It does. That was rather convenient. Yes, I must say. That was my mother for you, that was.
Well, where did she get that from, Marcel?
Oh, well, the thing is, you see, she once went on a coach trip to Paris.
Did she?
Yes, all Tory fell and all that. All up the Seine. And I think she was rather swept away by the sort of the grandeur and the romanticism of it all. Or maybe it was Derek from Southend. I'm not too sure. But, yeah, so when I popped out, she thought, I'll call him Marcel. And here I am.
Oh, here you are.
Oh, dusting away I am.
Yes, and I think that this is third week that we've had you in here.
Yes.
And I think that you've probably learnt a few lessons in the last couple of weeks.
Oh, I am sorry. I am so sorry about last week.
We have strict rules, you know. In here we have very strict rules. It's all about the music. It's all about... keeping things clean, but keeping your fingers away from the buttons, as you well know.
Yeah, well, I'll just come over here.
Marcel, I've told you.
Your thing. What's this one do?
Oh, goodness. I'm not looking.
Whoa!
I'm not looking! Why do you have to do this?
Whoa!
But I've seen it all before!
Whoa!
Oh, stop it!
Whoa!
But at least you've got clean underpants on.
Whoa!
Oh, off now! Marcel!
You have one message.
Buongiorno, Lynn. Disons, I am meaning to apologize. We are not able to return to do the work because Delphine's mama has persuaded her that we have not devoted enough time to her. This silly old bat, and we are now staying at least another 2 weeks. I think she just wants us to spring clean her house before leaving, as I seem to be doing nothing but cleaning, and I have to clean with my clothes on. It is not comfortable. Anyway, I have spoken to Marcel, who does not sound as French as he did during the interview. I have my suspicions about him, but hopefully he's cleaning as well as you wish. And all I can say is that I am very down about this situation because I am with this evil woman. Well, hopefully we shall see you within a few weeks. Maybe the years around Valentine's Day. We should hopefully be back in time for that. Au revoir, and I hope Michel is doing a good job. Au revoir, ma chérie.
I used to like the sound of the rain and feel your arms around me. Together we'd go and sing, but then I'd wake up to where I should be. I've longed for the wind, they touch me through my feelings, and you'll never know till they begin.
What you want isn't really what it means.
Don't wanna be forever, 'cause I deserve a love that's true. Find a love the hard way, and wishing for love every day. I guess I was wrong to want you, yeah. 'Cause I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid to be forever blue. Some other guy for me. This time I will be just like the wind, coming at the time it must be, and blowing to where I should be. I've longed for the wind, they touch me through my feelings, and you'll never know until they begin. Serve a love that's true. Find a love the hard way, and wishing for it every day. I guess I was wrong to love you, yeah. 'Cause I'm afraid, I'm afraid, I'm afraid to be forever blue. Don't wanna be alone, I need someone to hold on to, and share my dreams with a love that's always true. And I don't wanna be forever blue, 'cause I deserve a love that's true. Find a love the hard
Something called Forever Blue. Love that tinkling. Did you hear the hissing? Yes. We've got a hiss and we don't know where it's come from, but we were watching Jungle Book earlier on the video, so it might be that snake car is... Yeah, thank you very much. Look under the bed before I go to bed tonight. So Forever Blue is by, and I was intrigued by this, and in capital letters, J-I-N-G-L-E, which of course is Jingle, and checked out what Jingle was. And basically, there's no photograph available, but she is a voiceover. I'm presuming she's a woman. She's from the Philippines, Manila, and she's a voiceover artist for commercials. And I'm just wondering whether actually that is really pretty, but... Was it a toothpaste advert? Forever Blue, maybe not, but maybe it was one of those washing powders that had like a blue tinge to it, do you think? Anyway, thought the song was really pretty. The bat phone's going in the studio here, which probably means it's a call coming from Naughty Gnome. Is that Naughty Gnome?
Hello, Lynn. It's me. Can you hear me?
I can hear you. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful, absolutely wonderful.
It sounds quite busy behind you. Where are you tonight?
Well, I'm in a car box, you know, just off Times Square. You
a
know,
card box?
You know where Times Square is? I'm in a car box because it's cheaper to call you on the car box than it is from the hotel.
A car box. Right.
Yes. Yes. So there's a bit of... Yes, hang on. You get... There's lots of cars and people and things walking around. And I must admit, I think these Americans are very great because there am I on this phone, you see, and they're walking past and they're looking at the phone and they're not looking down at me. So they're obviously... Well used to strange-looking people walking around in New York.
And speaking of strange-looking people, have you been on the stage and have you performed for anyone yet?
No, not yet, No, but I have met with Mr. Bernstein.
Bernstein?
Bernstein, yes.
Okay, did he not write... What did he write? You're a jet, you're a jet all the way, is that right?
No, not him. The agent...
Oh, the agent! Sorry. I thought you meant the composer that wrote, you know, the Sharks
sorry,
and the Jets.
I know some people may think... Some people may think I'm thick or not, but I know that he's dead.
Is he? I'm sorry.
Leonard Bernstein. When you're a jet, you're a jet. Tonight.
We're not auditioning you now. We're not auditioning... So what's the latest?
You know what? You know that little Yankee actor, DeVito?
Yes.
Yeah, well, this guy, he's smaller than him.
Oh, really? That's almost as small as you, then. You must...
But his head is as big.
Is it?
And you walk into the... And sort of, he can't see me, and I can't see him.
I can hear the taxis going by. Are there yellow taxis everywhere?
Well, of course, it's Times Square.
Sorry.
I'll tell you what. You know they say that it's all foreigners driving taxis in New York. It's true.
Is it?
It's true.
Is it? Now, look, can you... No.
I've seen five turbans.
Can you just...
Four Rastafarian hats and a beret.
And a beret. Oh, gosh, yeah. You ought to bring it back for Marcel. You don't know Marcel, but listen, we need to move quickly because it's costing a fortune.
He does mimes, Marcel. Yeah. He mimes. Yes.
No, our one doesn't. He does the real thing. But Naughty Gnome,
right, okay.
we need some facts, and you've got about 20 seconds to give them to me in because our phone line's going down. Facts.
Oh,
what are the facts?
I went to the Golden Globes.
You what?
You know Rachel White, she won an award.
Yes.
And you know she had
the Constant Gardener, yes.
It was me. That's how I sneaked into the Golden Globes.
You were under her dress?
Yes, I was under her dress. Her tummy.
Were you?
Yeah, everyone's saying that she was pregnant, but no, it's not true, it was me.
Was it? Naughty Gnome.
And it was wonderful.
I'm sure it was wonderful. Naughty Gnome. Oh dear, we've lost the line from Times Square now. We'll have to speak to him another time. For goodness sake. Where's Marcel? I need a fan. thank you so much for your company. Can I share with you that Andy T. Melton contacted us via email after last week's show to say he'd heard us through the WinPodder software that we were talking about last week. And he's listening from the woods of Lansing in Tennessee, a very small area consisting of about 2,500 people. It's very nice to have you with us, Andy, and I hope that you will stay with us and that you enjoy the music. Speaking of music, next week I am going to have, I hope it's going to be a treat for you. I'm going to have a complete ball over the next week, just listening to as much music as I can, because it's going to be a mainly music show, because Tintin is off to LA. Aren't you, Tintin?
I am, Lynn.
We're not going to ask you any questions as to why you're there.
Okay.
But we know weather-wise it's good.
Oh, it's going to be a darn sight warmer than here, I think.
Yeah, I think it will be if that Russian weather comes in. You will send us a postcard, will you?
Of course. To everybody.
To everybody. We'll look forward to seeing that on the website. Our website address, lynnparsons.net. And, so next week it's going to be you, me, the music, and possibly just the little red light. Only time will tell. Some of the music played on the show is, of course, from the Podsafe Music Network. You can check that out at music.podshow.com. If you enjoyed the show, please tell your friends, and if you didn't, keep it to yourself.
All non-music material, copyright Lynn Parsons, 2006.